Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through tonight.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, you can go ahead with 2 Samuel 5. Nope, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong page. 2 Samuel 7.
Yes,
2 Samuel 7. Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
2 Samuel 7. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, So shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcot, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thine house, and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever, according to all these words, and according to all this vision. So did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in, and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God. For there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemedst to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true. And thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's no one like him. Thank you for that audio version of 2 Samuel 7, T. Carey. Okay, you're welcome. Amen. Okay. We'll go ahead and do a roll call. And we'll go ahead and get started with this program tonight. I have Brother Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Sister Angela, and Auntie Betty, and myself. Is Brother Daniel with us tonight?
No, he's free.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. I pray that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and was able to give God the praise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nettles Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their heads for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together one more time in thy holy name, giving you thanks and praise and the honor that due unto you, O Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh God, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds. Thank you for the food you put on the table, the clothes you put on our back, and the roof you took to cover our heads. Oh Lord God, there's no God like unto you. I'd like to thank you for those that are online and for those who are joining. There's something to be shared today that will help us throughout our journey this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Brother Hubert. Okay, I chose a song by Elevation and Maverick. The title is Talking to Jesus.
Power off.
She was talking to Jesus.
She's been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus for the rest of my life. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. Oh, I've got three of my own now. Trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15. I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the trauma. Trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show them how to make it all right. City walked in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. You couldn't have picked a better time. Cause I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. Whoa. And now we're talking to Jesus. Thank God he's talking to Jesus. I hope he's talking to Jesus for the rest of his life. Yeah. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have. Aren't you glad you have a friend? What a friend. Not on faithful, not on true. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa. There's no wrong way to do it. There's no bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. Cause it's not a religion. Cause it's more like a friendship. Just talk to your father like you are his kid. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Cause you can call to Jesus. Oh, whenever you just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus the rest of your life.
Mother May, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 123:1-4. God, unlimited mercy. What a blessing to be the recipient of God's unlimited mercy. Even when he should judge us according to our sinning, he gives us something we do not deserve, mercy. Even though it is undeserving, he shows it upon us. He showers it upon us, unlimited mercy. God shows us his mercy when he demonstrates his pity, compassion, gentleness and patience toward us. In Psalm 123, the writer say, as the eye of a slave look to the hand of their master, as the eye of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Verse 2, he continued to petition the Lord, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. Verse 3 and 4 said, many of our ancestors, men and women who fear God and experience his mercy could identify with the experience of the summit. They trusted God for their deliverance and passed that inheritance down to their children. Similarly, Psalm 103:17 remind us, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children. Because of his covenant love for us, God faithful expression his mercy toward us. We should never fail to thank him for such mercy, unlimited mercy. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Psalms 123, unlimited mercy. Amen. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, we're coming out of Matthew chapter 25. I'll read verse 31-36. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, when shall he sit upon the throne of his glory? And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divide his sheep from the goat. and he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goat on the left. Whence then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, blessed my father, inherit the kingdom, prepared from the fountain of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see that out of Matthew 25, inheriting the kingdom. Amen. Okay, next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 133 and 134. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestowed his blessing, even life forevermore. Psalms 134. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 133, featuring Brothers live together in unity, and Psalms 134, praising the Lord. Amen, amen. Okay,
amen.
Next I have, Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of Matthew 5, starting with verse 1. About is living and staying in the blessed zone. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before ye. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Remember, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So let our light guide us in where we go through the Holy Spirit. Just remember who we are in Christ.
live blessed, stay blessed, and be encouraged. Amen.
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 Amen. You want to talk to me?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Angela, for that reading out of Matthew 5, staying in the blessed zone. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and everything in it. The world and all its people belongs to him. For he laid the earth's foundation on the sea, and he built it upon the ocean deep. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hand and heart are pure, who do not worship idols, or never tell a lie. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God, their Savior. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. Open up, ancient gate. Open up, ancient door. And let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord invisible in battle. Open up, ancient gate. Open up, ancient door. And let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heavenly armies. He is the King of Glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and everything in it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart desire and my prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved. For I hear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they have been ignorant of God's righteousness, and gone about establishing their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. But Christ is the end in the law for righteousness for everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is the law, that man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh unwise. Say not in this heart, who shall ascend unto the heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend unto the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh unto thee, even in their mouth, and in their heart is the word of faith which we preach, that it thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus shall believe in him, in his heart, that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thy heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confesses is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jews and Greeks. For the same Lord over all, rich unto all, call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they be called on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall the preacher, except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and being glad tidings and bring glad tidings unto things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Romans 10.
Yes.
Proclaiming faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have reached a part of the program where we pray for our sick and shut-ins. And is there anyone I need to add or take off the list? Okay, if everyone would bow their heads for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Marianne and family, the Carolyn family, Daniel, Trey, Sylvia, Kamisha, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Hazel, Auntie Wileen, Gerald Nellums, Angela, grandkids, Sister Shirley, Joseph, Tangie, Stevens and family, the Simmons family, the Williams family, Sister Shirley, Carolyn and family, Sylvia and Kamisha, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, for your love is as wide as the ocean and as deep as the sea. May your spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of the program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of November 28th through December 4th.
December 1st, we have Alicia and Alexis. On December the 2nd, we have Nakondo and Sister Shirley. And then on the 4th, I have Malachi. That's all that I have.
Riley William is on the last day of this month. What is it, 31st or the 30th? Whatever the last day.
Yeah.
The
30th.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. I actually have Sister Angela down for the birthday song tonight.
Girl, I feel like I found my voice. I'll try.
That's all God asks of us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. And you don't know. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Angela, singing the birthday song for our people. Next we have the praise testimony, songs, a poem, or even more Bible verses. Share what's on your heart. I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay, Mother May.
iPad. Without, excuse me. I want to say something. I was the guest speaker for the Women They program today, so if y'all want to look it up on YouTube, and I learned today it's supposed to be on YouTube and Facebook. So,
Under what?
True holiness. You said true holiness.
True holiness of Arizona. Okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
All right.
True holiness of Arizona. Amen.
Okay, amen. All right, Miss May, being a guest speaker, amen. Looking forward to listening to that.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
Yes, I'd like to share a praise report. On Thursday, my family and we all were together, and we go over to my daughter's house, and I'm finna have another grandbaby. And another little girl. And my sister from Atlanta, Wylene, came down yesterday. Carrie, Macy, my funerals, and Penny. Wylene and what's your name? Tanya. They all were here. We had fun. We didn't get out and go to bed till late. They didn't leave till after 12 o'clock.
Oh my goodness. What a celebration.
Yeah, we celebrated.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That is a wonderful report. Amen. Congratulations on your new grandbaby.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great
grandbaby.
Generation number four?
Amen.
Thank you for that praise report, Auntie Betty. Amen. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a song I'm going to try to sing a verse of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. He taught me how to watch and pray. Oh, Lord, good God, watch and pray. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was. Oh, when he was. Wash my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, happy day. Thank you for that beautiful song, Brother Hubert. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Angela. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a praise report, but I'm also going to say a little poem to close it out. I'm going to start out with my house isn't, this is a poem here. My house isn't fancy. I don't have much money. I've had to struggle for all the things I have in my life, but I am thankful for all the love and support I have had over the years from my family and friends, because without them, things would have been much harder. And my praise report is to give an honor not only to the Father above, but to my mother and to my brother, Hubert. I got to tell you something that was so funny. On Thanksgiving Day, after we went through cooking, Mom says, dinner at 2 o'clock. So I sat back and I relaxed thinking it was 12:15. I got until 2 o'clock. And I had thought in my mind that I'm going to say a special blessing over the food, because I don't know if she told you guys, my oven is out. And I can't order an oven because they don't have none in stock. So we were going to have to go without an oven for Thanksgiving. But praise the Lord, Mom figured out how to make that turkey, how to make that dressing, how to make that everything in that oven under the floor. So I just can't do that but thank you for her creativity and perseverance to make sure we had a happy Thanksgiving meal. So I thank you.
Amen.
And then what was funny about it was she said dinner at 2. So I'm still trying to get my thoughts together. And she jumped up at 12:15. Shoot, I can't wait till 2. I'm going to eat now. And it was 12:30. And then she didn't even wait on the blessing for the food, so I didn't get a chance to bless it, so I wanted to share it on the live today. This is my blessing, our food for Thanksgiving.
All right.
It was so funny. In honor of my brother Hubert, you know, I don't get to be home much, so it was a beautiful time to be at home and be with family. It was the 4 days, and watching how Hubert cared for Daniel was just a beautiful thing. And I just want to thank both of them for what they're doing right now. And thanks to Daniel. He has his good days. He got up, moved around. But again, it's just a blessing to be with family right now. So I just wanted to share that. So the point that I want to share in closing is, it's not the happy people who are thankful. It is the thankful people who are happy.
Amen.
So today, be thankful and think about how rich you are and how your family is priceless. Your health is wealth and your time is gold. So thank you, Mom. Thank you, Hubert. Thank you, Daniel, for making my Thanksgiving one of the most wonderful ones ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Angela, for sharing that praise report and that poem you shared with us. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay, I just want to get an update on Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie.
Well, she's doing all right, but she's going through some family problems, and she's kind of depressed.
Well, her birthday is, when is her birthday? Thursday?
Second.
Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, but she just, she's going through some family problems, and she's just very depressed.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. We'll just keep her in our prayers, keep lifting her up in our prayers.
Amen.
Just let her know that we are praying for her and we love her.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, let's see here. That takes us to parts for next week. We want to thank everyone that contributed to this week, helping out with the program. So I have 2 Samuel 8 open. Auntie Dot or Auntie Carrie would like to continue with the audio.
Yeah,
we
do it. We both will do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer for next week?
Auntie Betty.
Okay. Auntie Betty, praise God. Amen. Okay, I have the closing prayer open. Anyone want to take on that position for next week?
I'll take on that. Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie. Okay, all right. Praise God. Amen. Want to thank you in advance for participating and helping out with the program. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer, which would be led by Sister Angela? Okay, if everyone would bow their heads for the closing prayer, please.
Jesus, thank you for giving us yourself, your body, your blood. Thank you for being with us in our joys and our sorrows. Help us give ourselves for others. Help us carry on your mission of love and peace. Help us follow you. And help us share your love and joy with everyone that we meet. Bless each of us and keep us safe until we are able to gather together again. We pray for all the words that you have sown into our hearts today. Watch over them and protect them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. Love and peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. The next song I chose is Man of Your Word by Chandler Moore. And I also want to mention, guys, we're still taking, what is it? Songs request. So if you have any songs requests, just let Angela and myself know, and we'll make sure it's being played. But Adam fell in love with the Maverick people, and it's a man of your word. We all know that God.
And Loretta, they are from Georgia, by the way. The group.
Oh, but he is originally from, I forgot where in Africa, Uganda?
Yeah, but
yeah,
that group.
I think I read up on that, but that's awesome. I just love them. So if everyone would just listen to the song, Man of Your Word. Amen.
Amen.
Power on, pairing, connected.
You're a man of your word. Yeah. Yeah. All things are possible when we believe. Old chains are unbreakable.
Thank you.
Amen.
If you say it, we believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We want to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our challenging week. And we will continue to lift all our sick and shut-ins up in prayer for the week. And God, we ask that you continue to bless America and your children. And we thank you for all your blessings that you bestow upon us daily. May God be with you all. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, I knew it needed charging. I'm surprised it lasted long as it did. Because they told me yesterday it needed charging. I need to move the charger that was over there. Oh, I'm still on the phone.